Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something really transforming our energy landscape.
That's right.
The integration of artificial intelligence into, well, our power grids, these so-called smart grids.
Yeah, we've looked at a whole bunch of research.
We have, and the goal is to unpack how AI is actually making energy systems, smarter, more dependable, and really ready for what's next.
It's a big topic. For decades, power grids were mostly just sending power out one way.
Right, one-way street.
Exactly. Smart grids flip that script. They use digital tech, creating this two-way conversation between the energy folks and us, the consumers.
So it's more dynamic, more interactive.
Totally. It's about building a much more responsive energy system overall.
Okay, so it's more than just new wires and poles. What's the end game here with smart grids? And where does AI really fit in?
Well, the big picture, according to the research, is an electricity network that's super intelligent, one that smoothly connects everyone, big power plants, your neighbors, solar panels, everything. The aim is efficiency, sustainability,
Lower energy waste.
lower waste, high quality power, reliable supply, and of course, safety. That's the checklist.
Makes sense. And why the big push now? What's driving this shift?
It's a few things coming together, really. A big one is renewables, solar, wind. They're great, but they're not constant,
Right, variable.
Very variable. Then there's just old infrastructure in a lot of places that frankly needs updating.
Yeah.
And all this new information and communication tech is just opening doors that weren't there before. Plus, it gives you, the consumer, more insight, more control.
Right, because yeah, plugging in all that solar and wind makes the whole grid much less predictable than just, firing up a coal plant.
Exactly that. And that's why prediction and optimization become so incredibly important.
The old ways just can't keep up.
They're really struggling. Handling the ups and downs of renewables, the changing ways we use energy, it's complex. We need something smarter.
Something that can kind of anticipate things.
Yeah, anticipate and react intelligently in real time.
And that's the AI layer we're talking about.
Precisely. AI brings some amazing tools. It can learn to foresee issues, maybe even trigger self-healing actions, like a human operator, but faster and, well, bigger scale.
Handling more data than a person ever could.
Mountains of data, finding patterns, trends, things humans would just miss. Essentially, it's mimicking human intelligence for learning and problem solving in the grid.
Okay, so AI is the brain. Let's peek inside that brain. What are the specific AI tools being used here?
Okay, so the research points to a few main categories. First off, machine learning, or ML.
Okay.
Think of it like giving the grid a way to learn as it goes. ML algorithms get better automatically as they see more data.
Self-learning grids. That sounds powerful. How does that work in practice?
Well, ML gets applied to tons of stuff, making super accurate forecasts for demand for renewable generation, tweaking grid operations on the fly based on real-time data.
And there are different ways it learns.
Yeah, different styles. You've got supervised learning, which uses labeled data, like having answers to learn from. Unsupervised learning finds hidden patterns without those labels. Reinforcement learning is more trial and error rewards for good moves, penalties for bad ones.
Okay.
And then there's generative AI, which can actually create new data patterns.
Wow. Okay, so those are the learning approaches. What about specific algorithms? I saw a lot mentioned.
Yeah, there are quite a few common ones, things like linear and logistic regression for predictions and sorting, decision trees, which are kind of like flow charts for decisions.
Right.
Then you have naive Bayes, Canon, support vector machines, SVMs, also for classifying and predicting, and random forest.
Random forest.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like using a whole bunch of decision trees together to get a more robust answer. That's called ensemble learning, boosts accuracy.
That's a pretty diverse toolkit. So, what are the big payoffs when we use these ML tools in smart grids?
Oh, the benefits are huge. Much better accuracy in forecasts, like we said. Automating repetitive tasks, freeing up human operators.
Smarter decisions overall.
Definitely smarter data-driven decisions. Better predictions for potential problems, better security through anomaly detection, easier scaling, lower costs. It really drives innovation.
It sounds almost like a silver bullet. Any downsides? Any catches?
Well, there's one major one that comes up again and again: data quality. These algorithms are only as good as the data they eat. If the data's bad, incomplete, biased, the AI's output will be flawed too.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. And in a power grid, flawed decisions can be, well, pretty serious.
Okay, so high quality data is non-negotiable. Now, another big technique mentioned was artificial neural networks, ANNs. This sounds like it's really trying to copy the brain.
That's the inspiration, absolutely. ANNs use these interconnected nodes, like neurons, to process information. They're designed to spot complex patterns, learn from data, and kind of generalize from what they've learned, like a network of simple processors doing complex work together.
And how do these neurons actually learn?
So each neuron gets inputs, often weighted by importance. An activation function then decides if it passes the signal on. Learning happens by tweaking those weights. Based on how far off the network's prediction was from the actual target, it's all about reducing that error over time.
Fine-tuning itself constantly.
Okay.
And what different kinds of ANNs are used in smart grids?
There are several types. Feed-forward networks, info flows one way. Backpropagation networks are really important. They use feedback to adjust weights and minimize errors.
That sounds key.
It is. Then for time-based data, like energy use patterns, you have NARX networks and recurrent neural networks, or RNNs, plus others like RBF networks and self-organizing ones.
Can you elaborate a bit on backpropagation? Why is it so fundamental?
Sure. So the network makes a guess, say, about tomorrow's energy demand. If it's wrong, backpropagation sends that error signal backward through the network.
Okay.
And it adjusts the connection weights layer by layer, basically telling each connection how much it contributed to the mistake. The goal is to nudge the weights so the next prediction is better.
A very targeted learning process.
Exactly. The delta rule is the math behind how much to adjust each weight based on that error signal.
Got it. And you mentioned RNNs for time series data. What makes them special for grids?
Their memory. RNNs have internal loops or connections that let them consider past information in a sequence when processing the current input.
So they remember past energy usage?
In a sense, yes. They understand that the order of events matters, which is crucial for forecasting energy consumption or generation based on historical trends. Standard algorithms often miss that sequential aspect.
And then there's LSTM within RNNs. Heard that's a step up.
It really is. LSTM stands for long short-term memory. It's a fancier RNN that's particularly good at remembering things over long periods in time series data.
How does it do that?
It uses special memory cells and gates that control the information flow. This lets it hold on to relevant older information that might affect the present much better than simpler RNNs can. Crucial for long-term forecasting.
Better long-term memory. Okay. Now, deep learning. This feels like the real cutting edge. How is it different from ML and ANNs?
So deep learning is basically a type of machine learning that uses neural networks with lots of layers, really deep networks.
It's the name.
Right. And these deep layers allow the network to automatically learn features from the data hierarchy. So instead of us telling it what's important,
it figures out the important patterns itself through all those layers.
Exactly. It extracts these complex, high-level features directly from the raw input. That's why it's so good at things like image recognition, language, and, yeah, really sophisticated analysis in smart grids.
What deep learning algorithms are popping up in grid research?
We see convolutional neural networks, CNNs, great for image-like data, maybe from weather satellites or sensor arrays, stacked autoencoders for efficient data representation, deep Boltzmann machines for probabilistic stuff, and, of course, LSTMs, which are definitely part of the deep learning family for time series.
Okay, got it. The last big category mentioned was swarm intelligence. Now, this sounds like biomimicry.
It absolutely is. Swarm intelligence takes inspiration from how social insects or animals behave collectively. Think ant colonies finding food or birds flocking.
Right.
The idea is to use those collective problem-solving principles for complex optimization tasks in engineering.
So we're mimicking how ants find the best path, but applying it to, say, routing power efficiently. That's wild.
That's the core concept. Algorithms like ant colony optimization, artificial bee colony, and the one highlighted in the research is particle swarm optimization, or PSO.
PSO.
Yeah, it's inspired by bird flocking. It's a global optimization method that's apparently very good for multi-objective problems, like the next topic, economic load dispatch.
Okay, great transition. We've got the AI tools down. Now let's see them at work. How are they actually being used in smart grids?
Well, one of the most basic but critical applications is load forecasting.
Predicting energy demand.
Exactly. Knowing how much electricity is needed when from minutes ahead to years ahead, it's fundamental for efficient and reliable operation.
And AI makes these forecasts much better than before.
Oh, significantly better. Traditional statistical models often miss the complex, non-linear factors affecting demand. ML and deep learning, though, they can learn these intricate patterns from huge data sets. SVMs are good for general prediction, but ANNs and especially LSTMs really shine for time series forecasting like this. We're talking error reductions of maybe 10-20% in some
That
cases.
translates to real savings and efficiency.
Big time.
So what data fuels these AI forecasts?
Usually historical load beta, weather forecast temperature is a huge driver, day of the week, season, holidays, things like that. ANN forecasters learn the correlations. Backpropagation ANNs work well for short term if you have enough data. NARX and RBF might be better with less data or weirder relationships. And like we said, LSTMs are really suited for that longer term view.
Are companies actually using these tools now?
Oh, yeah. The research mentions commercial tools. For short term, things like AutoGrid Flex using ML and deep learning, Vertigrix using LSTMs and CNNs. For long term, Itron Forecasting Suite uses LSTMs. PLEXOS mixes ML with other methods. They're definitely out there.
Okay, forecasting demand is key. What's another major application area?
Tied closely to that is renewable energy's generation forecasting. Solar and wind are great, but intermittent, right?
Sun doesn't always shine, wind doesn't always glow.
Exactly. So predicting their output accurately is absolutely vital for grid stability.
And AI helps predict that variability better.
Much better. Again, deep learning, especially LSTMs and hybrid models, excel here. They can handle the messy, non-linear nature of weather and solar wind data. They process meteorological data, satellite images, you name it.
Getting more accurate predictions for renewables.
Yeah, studies suggest improvements up to maybe 30% in short-term forecasts. That's huge for grid operators managing those swings.
And commercial tools exist for this too.
Yep. AutoGrid Flex covers renewables too with LSTMs. Solar Anywhere Forecast uses a CNN LSTM hybrid. For a longer term, IBM Watson AI for Energy, GE Digital's Wind Power Forecasting using digital twins and LSTMs. The tools are becoming quite sophisticated.
Okay, so better visibility into demand and renewable supply. What else?
Next up, Economic Load Dispatch, or ELD. This is all about optimization in the short term.
Optimization how?
Figuring out which power plants should produce how much electricity right now to meet demand at the absolute lowest cost.
While keeping everything running smoothly.
Exactly. While respecting all the limits, generation capacity, transmission line limits, keeping voltage stable, balancing supply and demand perfectly, accounting for energy losses.
A massive juggling act.
It really is. Minimize fuel costs, stay within constraints. That's the classic ELD problem.
And how does AI, like that particle swarm optimization, help here?
So PSO, that swarm intelligence method, it's very popular for ELD. Imagine a swarm of possible solutions, different ways to dispatch power. These solutions fly around looking for the best, lowest cost option. They learn from their own success and their neighbor's success, eventually converging on a really good, possibly optimal solution.
So the swarm collectively finds the cheapest way.
Pretty much. PSO is liked because it's relatively simple, finds good solutions quickly, and explores the possibilities efficiently. Some studies showed finding solutions 2-5% cheaper than older methods.
And today, it's not just about cost, is it? Environment matters too.
Absolutely. Modern ELD often has multiple goals: minimize cost and minimize emissions, for instance. Swarm optimization is good for these multi-objective problems too, finding balanced Pareto optimal solutions.
Are there commercial ELD tools using this AI?
Yes. GE Digital's Predix platform uses hybrid ML and optimization. Siemens PSSE combines PSO with other techniques like genetic algorithms.
Okay, optimizing power flow. What other critical grid functions benefit from AI?
Several others. Fault diagnosis and protection of equipment is a big one. Modern grids have lots of sensitive power electronics.
Prone to faults.
They can be. Deep learning is proving really good at analyzing fault data sensor readings, electrical waveforms, to automatically figure out what went wrong, where, and how.
Faster diagnosis means faster fixes.
Exactly. Leads to quicker repairs, less downtime, more reliability. Some estimates suggest AI could cut fault resolution time by 30-40%.
Finding problems before they cause blackouts.
That's the goal. Another area is electricity consumption analysis. AI can spot weird usage patterns.
Like energy theft
Yep.
or a malfunctioning appliance.
Could be either. It also enables something called non-intrusive load monitoring, or NIM.
What's that?
It's where AI figures out which specific appliances are running in your house just by looking at the total electricity signature. Accuracy can be over 90% with deep learning.
Wow. What's that useful for?
Dynamic pricing, understanding energy use better for planning future grid needs.
And cybersecurity. Smart grids must be targets.
Huge concern. They are complex networks. Deep learning offers an edge here because it can learn patterns of abnormal behavior even without seeing that exact attack before.
So it can spot novel threats.
Better than rule-based systems, often. It learns the normal so well, it can flag sophisticated deviations that might signal an attack. Really important given the lack of historical grid attack data.
It really seems AI is touching almost everything. One more area the sources stressed was AI-driven predictive maintenance for energy storage systems, ESS batteries, basically.
Yes, and this is incredibly important as we rely more on storage to balance renewables.
Because if the batteries fail...
Big problems, expensive problems, yeah. Disruptions. Traditional maintenance, fix it when it breaks, or fixed schedules isn't ideal.
So predictive maintenance is about getting ahead of failures.
Exactly. PDM uses AI to analyze data from the storage system and predict when a component is likely to fail, so you can schedule maintenance before it breaks down.
The goal being?
Maximize performance, cut costs from unexpected failures, and make these expensive batteries last longer. Potential cost savings can be significant, maybe 25-30% on maintenance, with huge reductions in downtime.
What AI techniques power this?
Both ML and deep learning. ML models like decision trees, SVMs, neural networks, learn failure patterns from historical and real-time data to predict remaining useful life.
There's a whole process involved.
Yeah, collecting the right data, cleaning it, figuring out important features, training the model, testing it, deploying it for real-time predictions, making maintenance decisions, and constantly retraining it.
And deep learning's role?
Deep learning, especially RNNs and CNNs, handles the really complex dynamic data from ESS operations well. RNNs track how things change over time. CNNs might analyze sensor patterns. They boost prediction accuracy for subtle issues.
What kind of data are we talking about here? What's monitored?
A lot. Electrical stuff, voltage, current, resistance. Thermal temperature is key. Overheating is bad. Environmental, humidity. Operational, discharge cycles, state of charge, state of health, how degraded the battery is.
And how do you know if these AI PDM systems are actually working well?
You measure performance. Compare different AI models, ML, deep learning, hybrids using metrics like accuracy, precision, recall, F1 score. Also look at processing time and data needs.
Is one type always better?
Not necessarily. Deep learning often gets higher accuracy, but might need more data and computing power. There are trade-offs.
So summing up the benefits of AI for battery maintenance.
Less unplanned downtime is huge. Optimized maintenance schedules fix what needs fixing when it needs it. Longer component life, lower operating costs overall.
Makes sense. Where is this being used now?
Lots of places. EVs, monitoring battery health. Grid-scale storage supporting renewables, industrial storage, even backup UPS systems in data centers.
Sounds great, but implementing it must have challenges.
Oh, definitely. High upfront costs for sensors and AI platforms. Needs skilled people who get both batteries and AI. Data quality and integration are hurdles. Cybersecurity is a risk with connected systems. And different battery types, lithium ion, flow, etc., behave differently, adding complexity, accuracy, and costs vary by type.
So where does AI for ESS maintenance go from here? What's next?
Some interesting directions. Edge computing processing data right on the device for faster results. Smarter AI algorithms, better deep learning, reinforcement learning. Digital twins, virtual copies for simulation and testing maintenance strategies.
Digital twins, okay.
More focus on the whole battery lifecycle. Collaborative AI platforms sharing knowledge. Maybe even self-healing capabilities triggered by AI detection. And always better cybersecurity.
Wow. This has been a really thorough look at AI's role in making grids smarter. It's not just theory anymore, is it? It's happening now.
Absolutely. AI is actively reshaping how we manage energy. It's giving us better predictions, optimizing operations, keeping critical storage healthy, and hardening security. It's a fundamental shift.
Yeah, and thinking back, some real aha moments for me, like LSTMs for long-term forecasts that seem so vital, and PSO for that complex economic dispatch problem.
Right.
and just how much predictive maintenance can impact the reliability and lifespan of energy storage, which we need so much more of. It's amazing seeing these advanced AI tools solving tangible energy problems.
It's definitely a transformative time. And, you know, as AI keeps evolving so fast, it makes you wonder, what completely new things will it enable in energy?
Things we haven't even thought of yet.
Could be. How might it change not just grid management, but how you interact with energy every day? It definitely sparks some questions for the future, doesn't it?